George, Ringo, and Glenn on your radio, friend. It is 8 minutes until 10 o'clock on your Thank God It's Friday Morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and he is Dr. Bob Teal, the author of Hillary Clinton, Prophecy and the Destruction of the United States. Look who's tracking your cell phone location now. Please welcome to WRJN Dr. Bob Teal. Doctor!
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
Thanks for being had. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Arroyo Grande, California.
Where is that?
About halfway between the Los Angeles and San Francisco airports near the ocean.
It's a tough life, but somebody's got to live it.
Yeah, you know.
My folks live in Calabasas, and two of my sons live in Oceanside, so I get out there quite frequently and love the West Coast. But global warming is going to make a dump into the Pacific Ocean, correct?
Well, the biggest complaint I have about here, I've always had, is that the ocean is too cold. So if it goes up a couple of degrees, maybe I'll reduce my complaints.
All right, so obviously with the attacks last night in Nice, France, and with the presidential campaign in full swing right now, security is probably the number one issue. It's security and the economy. What have you discovered about what the Russians and the Germans have done as far as technological security with cell phones, and that President Obama, and if Hillary Clinton is elected, seemingly she wants to continue?
Okay. Well, this goes back a little bit. Back in 2009, I wrote a book explaining the world would not end in 2012. Okay.
Oh, you were right about that one.
Yeah, certainly. Anyway, in that book, I warned that the United States was having problems with its GPS satellite system, and that because of that, it may decide to rely on Europe's up-and-coming Galileo system for part of the United States military defense. Now, when I wrote that, a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force went out and said, this is not going to happen. Now, my information was based on a report from the U.S. General Accounting Office, and I'm also a former member of the U.S. Air Force. I served 4 years a long time ago, so what a U.S. Air Force spokesperson said, I didn't necessarily decide was the gospel truth. So I wrote that, and then over a year later, the Obama administration, with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, announced that the United States decided that we are going to rely on Europe's Galileo system for part of not only GPS, but also part of our own military defense. Now, to compound that, and I think that's very dangerous, by the way, to compound that, I'm sure your listeners are aware of the Edward Snowden leaks, explaining that the government's spying on all kinds of things and listens to everything pretty much all the time. Well, Hillary Clinton condemned Snowden as a traitor in her Hard Choices book, but more than that, because of this, the Obama administration actually agreed to tell the Germans and the Europeans, not the Russians, but the others, how we collect data, how basically we spy. We're going to teach them how to do it, how we, the United States, does it. And supposedly, we're going to reduce our spying on Germany. Now, I think we actually said we weren't going to spy at all, but I don't believe that at all. But that's some of the things that the United States has set itself up for. And what's bizarre about all of this, when Europe proposed the Galileo system originally, the United States military leaders were opposed to it because they were afraid that Europe or Russia could use it somehow against the United States someday. And instead, we've now decided to embrace that. So now we're giving technology and over to the Europeans and teaching them our espionage techniques and allowing them to spy on us. It's insane. But that's actually something that's going on right now. Now, almost nobody knows about this. I don't think most Americans even heard of Galileo. Most Americans figure, well, if we have GPS, the United States has all these satellites. They didn't realize that the plan is for the next couple of years that we're going to start relying on Europe's satellites, and they'll have control over at least part of it,
but
I think is extremely dangerous.
But now, especially with what happened in France last night, there is a call for Article 5 of NATO to be activated and a call for the Congress to declare war on ISIS. Aren't we kind of all in this together? And why would we want to have the best technological advantage over ISIS, even if it impinges upon people's freedom and also potentially allows people like the Germans and Russians information that we might not want them to have?
A couple of reasons. First of all, with what happened last night, it was a Tunisian driver named Mohammed, so I'm going to presume it's an Islamic terrorist. I don't know that they've gone out and officially said that yet, but I'm going to say that's what it sounds like. But it's more complicated than that. We need to remember that in the 20th century, we fought World War I and World War II against a European power. We also need to realize that the Germans have flat out said that they want a military that is totally independent of the United States. And biblical prophecy says that there's a power in Europe that's going to rise up who doesn't think they want to fight us, but at some point in time will. So those are some of the things I go over in my book, Hillary Clinton Prophecy and Destruction of the United States. Because there's another prophecy also that the Bible warns that we could be destroyed by our friends, people that we trusted. Now, of course, people think, well, you're just a lunatic or
whatever.
Well,
but biblical prophecy, first of all, has been fulfilled already. The prophecies that prophetic teachers today say is going to come in the future was fulfilled 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. That's number one. Number two, the modern-day prophecy teachers, like guys like Hal Lindsey and others, Tim LaHaye, said that the European Union was going to be the reformation of the Roman Empire, which people, perhaps like yourself, are alluding to in that kind of thinking. Well, now the European Union is breaking up. The Soviet Union was supposed to be the great bear from the north. The Soviet Union broke up. How dangerous is it to be misinterpreting prophecy for our modern-day geopolitical situations?
Well, I think it's extremely dangerous for people to misinterpret prophecy. Now, first, as you obviously know, I don't believe that all prophecies were fulfilled in Jerusalem in 70 A.D. But getting back to the couple of those points, first, people of my religious faith have never said that Russia was going to do anything particularly bad, if you will, in terms of prophetically, in this age. Second part is that as far as Europe breaking up, there's actually prophecy about that. There's two of them, actually. Briefly, one of them is the book of Daniel that says that this beast will be composed of 10 toes of iron and clay. And just like iron and clay don't mix well together or stick well together, this will not appear to be a very strong unified entity.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this issue. But here's my point and my question for the beautiful humans that are listening. Given what has happened with Galileo and with the GPS tracking in our cell phones, what can individuals do to help protect themselves from the encroachment of Big Brother, if you will?
That gets tricky because you technically, if you don't want people to listen in to what you're doing, you wouldn't use cell phones and you wouldn't use the internet. I still use the internet, and I assume anything I do, the government's going to see. So I guess you need to be careful what you're going to say, because if it's going to be over a cell phone or it's going to be on the internet, you can be assured that the U.S. and perhaps and other governments are going to know what you're saying.
So you've got
that kind of privacy, you don't have it.
So what is your purpose?
Our purpose is to warn people in this country that things are going to change. They're not going to stay the way that they are, and that for example, the upcoming election is not going to fix the problems in the United States. We don't believe that that's possible. Looking at the two leading candidates, and it's not that they're both wrong about everything, because they're not. We don't believe that they offer proper solutions to the country and that the country's going in the wrong direction.
Well, we really appreciate your time this morning, and good luck out there in between L.A. and San Francisco. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.
There he goes. Wow. There's a shocker. Things are going to change.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On this, thank God it's Friday morning, WRJN covers the world at 10:01.
Special report, terror attack in France. I'm Evan Haining.
People running and screaming and crying.
That's how.